there, folks. This is Jay from the Master of None. Joining me today is...
This is Mike. Hi, guys.
My name's Art. Yeah, go, America.
We're, like, not listening to ourselves being fucking awesome because we are fucking awesome.
Fucking A.
Oh, yeah. We work to the motherfucking radio.
Woo!
We listen to For Those About to Motherfucking Rock.
Yeah,
man.
I'm sorry, we can't give that up. We're actually English.
Sorry. Enjoy the show, folks. Peace.
Oh my.
Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation.
Masters of None, a comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Celebrate our Independence Day.
What's up, everybody? It's Masters of None, our big 4th of July special. I'm Jay. With me, of course, is Art.
Hey.
And Mike.
Happy birthday, America.
Oh, yeah.
America.
It's the 4th of July, and we're counting down the top 8.5 worst songs about America of
America.
All time. And boy, if you like the Christmas show, people, we've got some doozies.
If you like the Christmas show, you'll hate this.
Yeah. Totally opposite.
Yep.
I was just thinking about how many shitty songs there are about America, and I kind of thought of it by being at my daughter's kindergarten graduation, where for some inexplicable reason they sang Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA.
That song sucks.
And yeah, why would they be singing that at a Lutheran school kindergarten graduation?
Lutheran.
I don't know. That's the kind of thing.
Well,
that,
don't Lutherans
know.
Believe in God?
I don't think so. Do they? I don't know.
They believe.
I think they do. I think if it was like Jesus, you know, praise America or God or Jesus bless America.
That's where it comes in. God yeah. Bless you. I say, gotcha.
They believe in Luther, who is from the famed TV series Coach.
Coach, right.
Back in the day.
Gotcha. I got 99 theses, Coach.
The church.
Was that Keanu Reeves off?
Yeah, the totally. Church of Dauber.
Didn't Keanu Reeves play that?
Yes.
Wait, plus I'm thinking of Dauber and not Luther, aren't I?
Dauber. Yeah, you are.
We'll edit that out.
Oh, I have an announcement to make.
What's that?
I'm drunk.
Nice. On the Blue Point beer that I finally got to you?
Yep.
Nice.
Blue Point beer and a couple of
Manhattans.
Vodka cranberries that I had.
I'm actually double fisting two Hoptical Illusions.
Nice, yeah, dude.
You guys waited so long to get your beer, you're just fucking drinking it all on the first show.
Yep, you're very close to being right.
They're trying to catch up to me.
Yep, totally.
I'm enjoying a delicious summer ale, I'll have you know, from Blue Point. And I will tell you this, too. I went back to Tuttletown.
You did?
Yep. Took the whole family back there for Father's Day.
Aw.
Nice. Yep.
The in-laws, my dad, and we all had a great time. We ate at the restaurant down there, which was fantastic.
There's a restaurant there?
Yeah. Remember the building down by the bottom, the grist mill? It was the actual grist mill?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a restaurant now.
That's a restaurant?
Yeah.
Dude,
why don't we... deck, a little waterfall action.
Why don't we eat there instead of that fucking diner? Shit.
Yeah. Well, it's really loud there because the waterfall, like the waterfall is going right by there, the river,
okay.
You know, grist mill stuff. So it wouldn't have been good for recording.
Jay.
Not that the last one was anyway.
Jay,
yeah.
don't go chasing waterfalls. All right, dude?
Indeed. A wise bunch of women once said, said that.
Please.
But I had a Sazerac, by the way. The absinthe and whiskey drink with the bitters. And
is that drink that he was talking about from like New Orleans or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, it was delicious, dude. It was like a minty, sweet iced tea daydream. I described it on Twitter, I believe.
That's, what about you, Mike? Did you rip into your bottle yet or no?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I've celebrated with a couple people. I'll tell you what, the worst part about it was the wax cap to try to take that shit off. That was really hard to do.
Pain in the ass.
Because I don't have the proper tools in order to do that, so I had to use like a fork. But the whiskey itself, there was a couple of people that came and they're like, "Yo, let's celebrate with some whiskey," because we were celebrating a couple of different things that I don't remember what at the moment. But,
like thunderstorms.
Yeah,
thunderstorms. We celebrate America.
We're celebrating America, and we had a couple. So we have some whiskey, and some people that were not whiskey fans, they would drink it, and they were like, "Oh my god, this is really good." Yeah. I was like, "Yep, no shit, dude. It's the 5-grain bourbon that I have, which is just amazing."
4-grain?
Is it 4-grain or 5-grain?
Yeah, I think it's 4-grain.
It's 4-grain. Whatever. Right. However many
give
grains,
it take,
it's
give or take a grain.
I actually put in an extra grain when people aren't yes. looking. I just kept throwing a couple of Honey Nut Cheerios, and it's good.
Nice. Yeah, I bought my dad a bottle of vodka for Father's Day, and I bought my father-in-law. Dude, they had a syrup that's aged in the bourbon barrels.
What?
$30 for a bottle of maple syrup.
That is the best, high-class shit right there.
The best syrup I've ever tasted in my whole life.
I bet. Syrup-le.
It was like a buttery, maple-y, bourbon-y orgasm
in
my mouth.
Marble syrup-le. That's good.
Yep. All right.
Nice.
Anyway, what were we talking about again?
Speaking of America, I hope you Americans loved our show from the diner.
If you wrote us a review and you live in America, even if you didn't write us a review, if you are an American, there's a bonus show waiting just for you. All you got to do is email us, mastersofnoneshow@gmail.com, and just prove that you're an American in any way you will. It's proof enough to us. We'll send you the secret link to the 50 States Worst to First, which is the exclusive show for the Americans who won the iTunes ratings and review contest.
We did it live from a diner as we were eating.
What could be more American than that?
Nothing that I can think of off the top of my head.
Banging an apple pie, like in that movie.
What was that, Hudsucker Proxy?
Yes. Sweet. No, it was Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, okay. Great. Perfect.
In this pie, motherfucker.
I can't believe Hudsucker Proxy was the first movie that came to my brain as I was thinking. Yeah,
not nearly as funny as Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Not nearly as funny as 5-grain.
Plus or minus.
Yeah.
I'm a Coen brother. Let's move on.
Do it.
So we spoke about Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA, and this definitely comes in on our list. So let's play that one, shall we?
Play sure. that one? All right.
People love it or hate it, this song.
This video, by the way, is great. It's different montages.
Eagles got a tattoo.
Eagles.
You see that?
What the fuck? All the things were gone. I'd worked for all my life. And I had to start again. Just and then I beat my wife. And then I put a flag outside. And I ate an apple pie. And I played some baseball. And they can't take that away. They can't.
I bet the flag is fit for the States. I'm proud to be an American, where at
least I know I'm free. And I won't. So this song got really... Oh, God, this is fucking morbid. Gladly stand up symbol. This song got really popular after 9/11, right?
Yeah. That and the sale of American flags got really popular after 9/11.
Right,
yeah. The number one complaint everyone has with this, and so do I, is that this fucker never even served in the Army.
Oh, is that right?
So, I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her, whatever, today. Yeah, but you fucking didn't. So shut the fuck up.
He was rejected because he was too skinny.
Now, people have asked him, and he's like, "Well, I had other obligations, and my number wasn't called in the draft."
I love
him. And from reading his bio, apparently his obligations were divorcing and then marrying 4 different women.
Oh, nice.
Which is quite American.
That is American. America. My favorite part about this is this part right here. Right there. Bam. Center now. I also love the hack way of like naming states. Where you're just like, we're just gonna name states right now, and so everybody can you know, everybody can cheer their state. Oh, Tennessee. Yeah. He said Tennessee.
Every song. Every one of these has that in it. It's right. Fucking pathetic.
Oh, hopefully. Really?
Here comes again.
That's enough. Thanks. Oh, that was the pause.
That was.
Pause for effect.
Dramatic pause, what we like to call the business. It's Radio 101. Look into it.
I don't care. I think this should be our new national anthem. Our national anthem stinks. This should be the new national anthem. Lee Greenwood's a hero.
A lot of people, in fact, posted up on Facebook. Tell us the worst song of all time about America. The very first one, Ed Rakos posted that one. A couple others named that. Let's see who else. We could shout them out. Bryce Patty on Twitter mentioned that one. Rovitz on Twitter mentioned that one. Several people. All right, let's go to the next one, shall we?
Sure.
It's pretty obvious that this one got ripped off big time.
Did it?
It's from... Because this one came out in 1994.
Uh-oh.
It's Murphy's Law, America Rules. And I don't know if they're kidding or not, but it doesn't sound like it.
Okay, here we go. Oh, it's punky. This is a place we love a lot. It's our country and it's all we got. Take what we want, do as we please. Yeah. It's why it's called.
And now coming to the stage, Undertaker.
Hey, could you get me a vodka Red Bull? What? Vodka Red Bull!
Stage dive.
Stage dive. The strength of the mind. I love that this band's named after a law that you have to tell people that you're a child molester.
That's Megan's law, Mike.
Oh, my bad. What's Murphy's law? What's Murphy's law?
Never heard of it.
Isn't Murphy's law like the easiest answer is usually the right one?
No. All right. Anything that will go wrong. That can't go wrong, will go wrong.
Oh, is that right?
I thought Murphy's Law was Eagles MC Square.
No.
Wait, is it over? Wait.
I think so.
Is hopefully.
Murphy's Law. I love the poster right here. Ted, dead unicorn, tiger piss at the basement. Sweet.
Nice.
Murphy's Law.
Murphy the Law. I had no idea what this has to do with America.
I know what it does. America Rules? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. It's pretty simple. That's what it's called.
So is that a pushback to all the English pop punk that it came out or no? I don't know.
No, these guys are like a hardcore band. They've been around like forever. But did you notice like the whole apple pie,
apple
hot
pie.
Dogs? Told you know, Team America.
Oh, totally they did
ripped that?
That
off. It's totally America. Fuck yeah.
Slavery. Bed Bath and Beyond.
Burger King.
I have that song. I should play that. All right. What else we got?
Let's go Jersey style, shall we? With a little Bruce.
Oh. Good.
With the song that everyone thinks is pro-America, but it's not at all. That's the big reason why this song sucks.
Here it is.
If we get a louder snare drum, by the way.
Weinberg, hitting that shit.
Fuck yeah.
Hitting that shit like it was his job.
You know what that sound could also be?
What's that?
You know what that sound could also be?
What's that?
Clarence Clemens hitting the floor.
Topical humor.
Knew that shit was coming.
Not soon enough.
Yeah, I love how, what was it? Reagan used this as his campaign song.
Campaign song, yeah.
And this is like an anti... Well, it's not an anti-American song, is it?
Well, like an anti... Yeah, it's like against like the draft. It's against the
and
Viet.
Prohibition.
Oh,
Is it just me? Every time Bruce sings, it sounds like he's dropping a deuce.
Yeah, it does.
Dude, I think I'm the only fucking person in New Jersey that can't stand Bruce Springsteen. He stinks, dude. He stinks. I don't understand the appeal. It's like, you know what it is? It's like Bob Dylan on Ritalin. That's what Bruce Springsteen is like. It's like Bob Dylan paid attention. It's true.
Oh, that 5 grains kicking in.
I haven't drank that thing.
Mike's up to 6 grains.
Seven.
Seven. Wait.
Mike's pouring his 5 grain whiskey on whole wheat bread.
That's what I'm saying. I had the 5 grain whiskey, and then I also had a turkey sandwich with 7 grain bread. So what is that? I'm up to like 12 grains by now?
12, yeah.
That's a lot of fucking grains.
All of a sudden, you're going to go plaid. Oh, shit, this song.
This is all over the place, dude. And you know what? Here's the other thing, too. It's a shitty song. If you break it down, like, it's the same fucking thing over and over again. It's terrible.
It's also depressing. It's like about he goes to war, or his friend does, and then he comes back, and, like, his friend's dead or something. And, like, you know, it's about how, you know, we're forced to go to war because we're born in the USA.
Right.
That's what you have to do.
Right. I prefer to listen to John Cougar Mellencamp's Pink Houses.
Yeah.
That's more American.
I've got a pink house for you, man.
There's a man of family. This whole song just goes Santa Fe and a pound and a That's it. That's the verse. That's the chorus. It's terrible. And then the keyboard's got to come back around.
This song should be the new Wrangler jeans commercial with Dale Earnhardt and Brett Favre.
I always thought John Cougar Mellencamp was like the poor man's Bruce Springsteen.
He is.
Anybody else feel that way?
Yep. Yeah. He's the Midwest Bruce Springsteen.
Who's the West Coast Bruce Springsteen?
John Denver.
Oh, it came out so quick. Awesome.
Yep.
All right. Turn this shit off.
Great. Thanks. Appreciate it, Bruce. Go back to your hole.
All right. Up next, this one is a gem, boys.
Mm.
And by the way, all these are going to be linked on the show notes page. So you go to Masters of None or simplysyndicated.com, and we're going to have all the links to the YouTubes where I pulled these all off.
Sweet.
So if you want to play along with us, this next one especially is worth watching the video for, because it's inexplicable to me. I don't understand what this is, who this guy is, but apparently a lot of people like him. His name is Patrick Juvet, I think, J-U-V-E-T, and the song is called I Love America. And this is what happens when you just type in random things like I Love America into YouTube. So I literally did that. I Love America song, and this came up. You gotta watch the video for this one. So I think we should all watch it as we listen to this one.
Okay.
Okay.
This is definitely a watcher here.
I Love America.
Look, we're on a cruise ship.
Look at that guy.
Look at the Wonder Women.
Dude, this looks like in the scene that it looks like, yeah, it's a cruise ship showroom, and yeah, it looks like the show that Rusty goes to in European Vacation, where all the women are dancing around topless with like leotards.
Is that Sean Dilks?
Nobody gets that but us.
Yeah, nice one, Art.
Well, that's all I care about. Am I right, Mike?
And there appears to be a guy in the band playing the bongos, but on a turntable for some reason. It's going to go back to that. And this guy looks like an old woman, sort of, with like stringy blonde hair. Had a lot of work.
He looks like Suzanne Summers' corpse.
And the people in the crowd are apparently huge fans. They're all standing and clapping and singing along and holding up signs and doing some weird shoulder pad dances.
This is fucking incredible.
I'm either waiting for Sinbad to come out or Apollo Creed to come out right now.
Look at all the chest hair.
Did you see the guy playing the bongos on the turntable?
Yeah. Oh, Botox. Hi. Dude. Wow. You know what? You know what I'm getting? I don't understand why this shit is so... You see that guy?
It's the guy doing the arm worm.
Yeah.
The interlocked hand.
I don't understand why this shit is popular, and yet my brother is a fucking musical genius, and he can get shit fucking fucking on anywhere. This is nuts.
Coming up live on the stage, Teresa.
That girl wasn't singing the words.
It was a woman. That woman was not even singing the right words. This guy looks like Hank Azaria in the crowd wearing a red shirt.
That. I was just going to say that.
And a black neckerchief. A lot of white people clapping off key.
Oh, God.
Key change.
Does he love America because he can't get married in 48 of the states? You know what he looks like? He looks like the guy who was the bad guy in Superman 4 with Botox done. He looks like a nuclear man.
He looks like Siegfried or Roy.
He's the blonde one.
Right. He's the bastard love child of Siegfried and Roy.
If Boogie Nights had a sequel, this will be the song for it.
Booger Nights.
This is what you hear at a supermarket during the 4th of July weekend.
Nobody loves America as much.
I want to be in this place just to do coke with weird ladies with perms.
This is known as Studio 54 Runoff.
Monsieur Patrick Jouvet. Oh, Monsieur Patrick Jouvet.
So that wasn't even in America.
I don't think so.
That video wasn't even shot in America. And they're like, I love America.
I see Monsieur Jouvet.
This video needs more neckerchiefs.
Wow. That's a good one, huh?
Oh, Jim.
I'll be stuck in your head.
I love America.
Da, da, la, la, la. Congratulations, Sean. Nice job.
Love it. Way inside. It's amazing.
All right. Let's get back to the country.
Okay.
Because a lot of people on the Facebook mentioned this one pretty quickly. Ethan Munter, that one about Toby Keith's sticking a boot up someone's ass. Carrie Small, our friend, said that one. Yeah, Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue by Toby Keith.
Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Yeah.
The subtitled, The Angry American.
Right.
Yeah. This one's fun to watch the video for as well because of just the massive amounts of pandering. And there's like one moment where there's a stage thing that happens that's just hysterical. So I'll point that out if we all follow along.
Wave that flag.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see your glory fly.
This could be more patriotic. He's got an American flag guitar, giant American flag behind him, and then another American flag in front of the giant American flag.
Look at his guns.
Yeah, and a cut-off denim shirt.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to go.
My brother, my sister, my family, my grandmother.
And we all got married.
That I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from.
Hey, how y'all doing? I got a Coors Light t-shirt. I got a Coors Light hat on. I'm going to shake your hand.
There's your sign.
There's your sign.
Lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly. And it's going to be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining.
She's got the do-rag. Nice.
Brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
It didn't fucking rhyme.
No, there's lots of no rhyming going on in this song.
But he doesn't have a sweet polo shirt on.
And of course, just, you know, this is like the uber pandering because it's all him playing to like army people, private right. bases and whatnot.
Right. Oh, my shit paused.
Good. Your computer was protesting.
Yeah.
What? Computer's like, fuck this shit.
My computer stopped at about 2 minutes. Did I miss the stage part, or was that something else?
Oh, yeah. Basically, about three quarters of the way in, the backdrop is a huge flag on the stage, and then three flags on each side of the stage, and like PVC pipes, it just happened, come down in front of that flag, and then two army dudes high-five each other.
And then a giant life-size Statue of Liberty comes in and starts stomping around.
Yes. and then the Ghostbuster starts spraying pink goop all over everything.
Yep.
Jackie Wilson's Higher sings in the background.
You have love lifting me higher.
The six flags on the PVC pipes, and there's other flags behind it, and they start spinning around. Oh, fucking God. Awesome.
Are you serious?
And then he turns around and takes a shit, and his shit is red, white, and blue.
It looks like a bomb pop.
He shits a red one, and then a blue one, and then a white one. And then he goes, oh, sorry, I fucked that one up. And then he just picks up the poo and puts it in the right order. And then everybody goes crazy.
There's poop.
He actually takes bits of the white poo and arranges them like little stars on a blue poo. I know we're going to get an email. Somebody going, South Park did that.
Yes. There's one thing I don't understand about like a lot of these fucking American, you know, these pro-America songs. Is they're all fucking like this like redneck hick bullshit. Nobody fucking gives a fuck, dude. Oh, God.
It's just the easiest thing you could do. You know what I mean?
What, it's making like, them pro-America
it's like
songs?
It's like, you know, Mike making a racist joke. It's just so easy. Everybody expects it. You do it. The crowd goes crazy and everybody moves on.
You've been getting so much shit for that. And to that I say, go fuck yourself.
There's that.
But it's just, I don't know. Doesn't it at some point, you know, some of the army be like, really, dude, how about you get a gun and get out here? And then you can sing about all right. kicking ass all you want. Just fucking, I don't know. It kind of makes me sick.
Hey, Toby Keith, get off your ivory tower. Get down
here. For real.
Your denim tower.
Yeah.
Denim.
Let's move on to speaking of Mike hating black people. This next one.
What happened?
Oh, Banned in the USA by Two Life Crew.
Sweet.
Oh, but I did watch that video. It's actually pretty funny.
Hey, Art, did you hear that they got Tupac's killer?
I heard about that.
Yeah, you did. Did you have a party?
Yes, I did. I had some Pringles and some 7-Up. Just good times.
Is Tupac finally going to not release any more albums?
No, he's going to release some. Tupac's he's got alive. Two more.
I like that one of us put on Facebook on Tupac's birthday, shoot your rival in honor of Tupac's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Tom McGivern turned it into a guessing game as to who posted it. I enjoyed that. He said, now this is a good one because Art loves Tupac, but he's too nice to write something about killing stuff. And he said, but it's pretty clever, so it could be Jay. But I think it's Mike because it's racist and violent.
I am offended because mine would be a lot funnier if it was that racist.
Oh, you're just jealous because I wrote it.
No, I was just, I'm not jealous. I was just saying it wasn't that funny.
All right. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Back to racism. This next one.
Mm-hmm.
By a group called Rhythm Rhyme Results.
It's to shoot off of Straight with No Chaser.
By the way, we should shout out Straight No Chaser playing all summer long at Harris in Atlantic City again.
We should if they invite us fucking down.
Yeah.
I think Tyler would have us down because he's following us on Twitter now.
All right, Tyler. Bring us down there. Yeah. We'll hang out.
It's like his tweet like or his Twitter name like the real No Chaser or something. Or just yeah, something.
I think it's like the real Tyler SNC or something like that.
How many people are faking his identity on Twitter?
At least six.
At least three on the show.
Just love that.
Dude, I'm making a fucking Tyler.
He's the real Slim Shady.
I think we're going to make one that says the fake Tyler SNC.
Uh-huh.
We should totally do that.
I would do it.
Do it.
All right, I'm going to do it tomorrow. tomorrow.
Fake Tyler SNC.
Great.
By the time you hear this, you should follow that. So it'll be Mike posting as Tyler from Straight No Chaser.
All right, so what's this next one?
Everybody got their YouTube ready. This is called 50 States and 50 Capitals, made nicely into a rap song.
Okay.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Let me get this.
EducationalRap.com. Check it out.
This one rivals the Animaniacs, 50 States and Capitals.
Yo. It's your boy, Boo.
Yo, what's up, Boo?
Boo, Boo.
Let's do it to him, Art.
Yep.
Yo, listing capitals is so much fun for me. In Alabama, you got Montgomery. And in Alaska, you know's the boss. Phoenix in Arizona, Little Rock in Arkansas. In California, we got Sacramento. Then we go to Denver, out in Colorado. Hartford, Connecticut, Dover, Delaware. Listing all the state
capitals. He tried to rhyme Sacramento in Colorado.
50 states got 50 state capitals. All around the country, man, it's transnational. Trying to list them all might sound
national.
You gotta start somewhere. Down in Florida, we got Tallahassee, Atlanta, in Georgia, Honolulu, Hawaii, Boise, Idaho. I don't know the next one.
I don't know.
Illinois, Springfield's the correct one. Indianapolis,
yes,
Indiana,
you knew it.
Des Moines, Iowa. And then Topeka down in Kansas, Frankfort, Kentucky. Then Louisiana's got Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
And we keep running through all the
Frankfort, Kentucky? What? All around the country. Did he confuse Kentucky with Germany?
You listen to the Educational Rap, rap, DJ Clue, Desert Storm. Augusta, Copper,
Schoolhouse, Rockin' Rappin' State Capital.
Right after Funkmaster Flex does his set, you know how we do.
Oh, New Hampshire.
Santa Fe. Albany. Bismarck Marquis.
Say Bismarck.
Okay.
Okay.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Let's keep it moving on.
Come on.
Texas, Providence, and Rhode
Let's keep moving
Island.
On.
Then Columbia, down in South
Carolina. 50 states got 50 I want to be the guy in the rap songs that just say the last word in the phrase.
Yeah, the hype man.
Yeah, the hype
man. So in the rap music.
Watch, I'm going to do this one. Next one.
SD, Nashville, Tennessee. Austin, Texas, Salt Lake City,
Utah.
Montpelier,
Vermont. Oh, UT, my bad.
Virginia,
I fucked up.
Washington with the city of Olympia. Charleston, West Virginia. We're almost done. Wisconsin's capital. You know it's
Madison.
Because we're off on the time, it sounds like someone's scratching this song right now, going back and forth. It's great.
50 states.
All around the country, man, it's transnational.
Transnational.
That's like when we dress up as France and go out at night.
My doctor actually told me I have to reduce my transnationals.
Didn't they just ban transnationals and all the food here?
Yo,
Mike likes to pick up transnationals around the Times Square area.
I love how in this video, like suggestions, they like you said, the Animaniacs, 50 States, and the Capitol song by Wacko Warner.
That's fucking dope. You can find that guy performing at Mike's local theater next week.
Sweet.
Yo, or Six Flags.
Yo, that shit.
During Green Lantern.
That shit was deaf, yo. Nobody says deaf anymore. I never knew learning could be so much fun, Jay.
Well, now you know.
And knowing's half the battle.
See? You are a good hype man.
What's next?
Next is I Grab Another Summer Ale.
Do it.
Hold it.
Yeah, I'm going to get something else too. Hold on.
While they're doing that, I'm going to play this. Because nobody pays attention if it's just me. So here you go. This is the best America song ever. I don't care what anybody says.
America! Fuck yeah! Coming up then to save the motherfucking day. Yeah, America! Fuck yeah! Freedom is the only way. It's terrorist, your game is through. But now you have to answer to America! Fuck yeah! So lick my butt and suck on my balls. America! Fuck yeah! What you gonna do when we come for you now? It's the freedom that we'll share. It's the hope for tomorrow. Fuck yeah!
Which just happened.
Fuck yeah. Walmart. Fuck yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Baseball.
Fuck yeah.
NFL.
Fuck yeah. Rock and roll.
Internet.
Fuck yeah.
Slavery.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Not done.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah!
Disney World!
Fuck yeah!
Porno!
Fuck yeah!
Valium!
Fuck yeah!
Reebok!
Fuck yeah!
Fake tits!
Fuck yeah!
Sushi!
Fuck yeah!
Taco Bell!
Fuck yeah!
Rodeo!
Fuck yeah!
Bed Bath & Beyond!
Fuck yeah!
That's the one, guys. Liberty!
Fuck yeah!
Wax Lips!
Fuck yeah!
The Alamo!
Fuck yeah!
Band-Aids!
Fuck yeah!
Las Vegas!
Fuck yeah!
Christmas!
Fuck yeah!
Immigrants!
Fuck yeah!
Popeye!
Fuck yeah!
Democrats!
Fuck yeah!
Books.
That's my favorite American song.
Nice little palate cleanser.
There you go.
Yep.
By the way, in that time, I got another Blue Point summer ale, and I ate a slice of pie.
Ooh,
nice.
What kind of
pie?
And
I got a boner. Bumbleberry.
What?
Yeah, it's like a mix of raspberry, strawberry, rhubarb, and something else.
It transforms into a delicious piece of pie.
It's a transnational pie.
Nice.
Yep.
I just got a spring fling ale.
Fucking a little behind in the seasons there.
Hey, that's what came in the mystery box.
Yeah, you should probably get your beer on time, you know?
Burp. Sure.
Up next is a classic of American folk music, Woody Guthrie, This Land Is Your Land.
Kill fascists.
Was it recorded on a Victrola?
This yeah. land is your land.
I had to put a nickel this into YouTube to play the song.
California to the New York Island from the Redwood Forest.
Did you say something about Thailand?
Waters. Yeah.
Waters. This land was made for you and me.
Except for black people.
And Indians. And those damn rednecks. Redskins.
And I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley.
Below me.
This song starts off like the first verse makes sense, and then it just goes off into him trying to rhyme things. Even so, none of it makes any more sense.
This drinking fountain is my drinking fountain.
I can play the guitar. This song is 4 minutes long. It's amazing.
I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps.
Footsteps.
The sparkling sands of
rhymes with footsteps.
Diamond deserts.
Nope.
All around me. Voice
talk
was
about
sounding.
Desserts.
This land was made for you and me.
This land is my land, it isn't your land. You haven't got one.
It's so private property, but on the backside, it didn't say nothing.
He's not rhyming, dude.
This land was made.
I know. What is he talking about? He's even
talking about a woman's backside.
When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling.
Two scoops of raisins and every cereal. And then you get some milk and pour it a spoon. Eat your breakfast. It's part of a daily breakfast.
What?
Daily balanced breakfast.
Land,
have a peach and some juice and get
California,
some mustard on your hot
Island,
dog and break a
forest,
firework and blow it
water,
up around there. Then we go get in our cars and go away. Is that
almost
a song
sounds
already?
Like when you say hot dog, like Oscar Mayer Wiener song.
Yeah.
My baloney has a first name.
That was it?
I saw a bumblebee cut my hair with a plow-bee. Second letter of the alphabet is B.
I
have to take a pee.
I know this guy, his name is Bismarcky, coming up on the state of North Dakota. Wait.
Nobody beats the Biz.
That song is a pile of shit in every way. The first fucking verse, everybody knows and makes sense, and mm-hmm. it just goes off into nothingness.
Mm-hmm.
Just goes into him accentuating the last syllable of each line.
Like our shows.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
It's like George Bush singing.
And exactly.
I'm a big fan of songs that make you think. Like the 50 States and 50 Capitals one. That was good because you could see young, unruly teens.
This is
teens.
Mike doing damage control right here.
You could see, all this is. You could see young, unruly teens learning like things about this, their 50 States with that song.
Would you mind them singing this song in the movie theater?
Yes, I would mind that. Very much so. But I learned the preamble of the Constitution because of a song just like that.
Why don't you lay it on us, Mike?
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the something of liberty. Do ordain and the Constitution of the United States.
Time's up!
Of America. Yes. I finished. You lose. I finished.
I was entranced by your music. You're like a little
close. I was good.
The next one is a classic.
Really?
Especially if you're into wrestling as a kid.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
Time for a little Rick Derringer.
Yes.
Yes.
Real American. A.K.A. Hulk's theme.
Let me tell you something, brother. When I come out here for SummerSlam 87, Ultimate Warrior is not going to get these 24-inch pythons wrapped around his neck, and you're going to see what is all this Hulkamaniac going for. Oh, yeah, here it comes. Yeah, brother.
Say your prayers and eat your vitamins. Right now, all of us are pointing with our fingers left
pointing.
And right.
Yep.
I'm out of stage.
I got my hand up to my ear, listening for the crowd on one side. I'm on one side of my apartment.
I'm ripping off my shirt.
Yep. I'm listening for the crowd on one side of my apartment, and I'm going to listen on the other side. Oh, that side's louder. That side's louder. Let me see.
Gave my cat a leg drop.
Let me see about this side. Whoop. Nope. Not loud enough. Let me stand on the other side. Okay, a little bit louder. Here we go. Point it out. Shake the rope.
Right now I'm making my man boobs dance one at a time.
I'll be right back, guys. I'm going to drive in my Camaro. Hold on.
Why if your friends got hurt, why would that hurt your pride? I don't understand that. Just listen.
Rights of every man. I am the real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life. I am the real American.
I love the comments on YouTube. One guy goes, we should seriously consider this making the new national anthem. How much more pumped would everyone be at sporting events if it was played before every game? Also, the song gives me the ability to pound at least 5 or 6 more beers than normal.
I'm not fucking opposed. Dude, America's Eric, national anthem means a guitar
you
solo.
Hurt my friends, hurt my pride.
I can't sit inside.
What does he say? I gotta be a man. I can't let it slide.
I can't let it slide.
I can't let it slide, bro.
Not hurting my friends. What does that mean?
You can't let that shit slide, bro. You gotta fucking stand up for your friends.
This is the
You hurt the killer bees, I can't let that slide.
This is Rick Derringer, for fuck's sake.
They're bringing it back for Captain America.
Nice.
If you hurt Jake the Snake, I can't let that slide.
Wow. Damien. Rick Derringer's like, fucking Richard Marx. You make fun of him, you're making fun of me. This is bullshit.
Oh,
me, fucking Richard Marx, Corey Hart, we're all going to be hanging out at Great Adventure. Oh, Rick Derringer, you're hilarious.
Hey, JR, look at those puppies.
I wouldn't be opposed to that being the national anthem. What else are we going to do?
It would be better than the Star Spangled Banner.
Mm.
Star Spangled Banner sucks.
It's pretty difficult to sing and to listen to.
apparently to remember the words as well.
Yeah, it's true.
Nobody can remember the words to it, apparently.
Looking at you, Christina Aguilera.
And you, that girl who tried it at the hockey game and then slipped and fell in embarrassment.
Oh, that was awesome.
Cracked your head on the ice.
Those are my favorites.
Let's go over to, should we get into the world of funk?
Yes.
Yes.
Please.
Because the purple one has got a great song.
Grimace?
No. Yes.
How about Grimace. A fan?
I like to call Prince purple stuff. And I don't know why those kids hated him so much and preferred Sunny D. That'd be great. Somebody should do a YouTube, like a re-edit of the Sunny D commercial. And then you see Prince in the fridge. Like, no purple stuff. It's all sad in the fridge.
Purple rain.
This one recommended by my old radio boss, Jimmy Jam, on the Facebook. Prince America.
There you go. Yeah. Rage, motherfucker. Yeah, Prince. Look at that hat.
He's wearing a crocodile Dundee hat.
Dude, he looks like Darkwing Dunk in this video.
He throws down his fucking smoke bomb, disappears.
Watch Bad McQuacks playing fucking bass.
Dude, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. You gotta show mad fucking respect to anybody from Minnesota that could be this funky. Nice jacket, dude.
This is the one that's gonna get stuck in your head.
Yeah.
America. America.
So, in 1985, did Prince get arrested and this is his community service?
I think so.
What the fuck? I'm waiting for Batman to come out and do the bat dance.
I got in a car the other day and my cousin had the fucking bat dance on his stereo. I was like, I looked at him. I was like, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with him? He's awesome.
By the way, this is the same music as Jungle Love by Morris Day and the Time.
I'm expecting Jerome to come out any minute now with a fucking mirror.
America. Oh, we, oh, we, oh.
From far away, he looks like the Hamburglar.
He does. He's that short.
He's the Hamburglar. He's the Hamburglar if he was a pedophile with the fucking trench coat on. McDonald's. That's what he said right there. McNuggets, go.
Is the one funky burger thief. By the way, speaking
super
of people,
size, please.
Speaking of people who look like the Hamburglar, I'm watching the Green Hornet, and it's not that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
You're watching it right now?
Yes. This fucking show is so boring. No, I'm not halfway through it. It's pretty good.
Go, Prince.
Did you see the Green Lantern?
No, I bet you did, though.
No, I did not.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Wow. Okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right. Getting bad reviews, that's for sure.
That's what I heard.
Oh, I heard this. I heard fucking Green Lantern is a piece of shit. Dude, DC can't get their fucking shit together with their fucking movies, man.
Unless you're Batman.
Right. Wow.
That's enough Prince, yeah.
I love me some Prince.
Boom!
McDonald's. Boom.
Got a couple more left to go.
Be great if the fucking Fry Kids, like his backup band.
The Fry Guys.
The Fry Guys, Fry Kids, whatever the fuck they're.
Oh, he's taking his shirt off. Thank God.
So, yeah, that female bird playing the bongos like Sheena Easton.
Yeah. Nice.
He bangs her afterwards.
Why didn't Rocky use this for their theme song? I mean, in Rocky IV. What's going on?
Seriously.
It's too funky. Even James Brown couldn't match that funkiness.
Nope.
All right, next one. It's Little Neil Diamond.
You bet your balls it's Neil Diamond.
And my favorite part of this song is like the first 40 seconds where it's just like organ intro.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Long time ago.
There's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people. But that was a long time ago.
That's Ellis Island, sir.
The most,
in case you didn't know.
This is the most epic intro to a shitty, shitty song.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most epic intro to a horrendous song of all time.
Nas. P. Diddy. Neil Diamond. Diamond. Put one finger in there if you're coming to America.
Anybody from out of town?
Unbutton your shirt. Unbutton your shirt halfway. Wear tight jeans. Let's go. A thunderstorm is coming.
Diamond in the rough.
Diamond. Yep. Here we go.
Let's check your head for lice. Come on up to Ellis Island.
I'm actually getting pumped up right now.
We've been traveling far. Without a star. Free.
I didn't know Neil Diamond had a hype man.
In the Great Depression.
I think Neil Diamond is Bruce Springsteen future.
Again, they come into America, except for the Arabs. They come into America. They're not allowed. Go check your head for head lice.
Oh, that boat's gonna get us. Oh, wait a minute. No.
The eye of what storm? Immigration?
Immigration storm. The dust bowl.
Talking about illegal aliens.
Nobody smiled in pictures.
In 1920.
Everybody was depressed.
Is that Morgan Freeman up in Bismarck?
Marquis?
Everywhere around the world.
We're changing all your last names.
Rodriguez becomes Johnson. Got a dream to take them there. As long as you're white, we don't care. Got a dream they
come to share. Hope your dream is building railroads. If you're Chinaman. Drive the spikes.
Today.
Get ready for oppression. Wave the flags. Not allowed to vote if you're a woman or a black. Today.
Or you're gay.
Or you're gay. My country to the sweet land of liberty. Speak it,
you're
Neil.
Gay.
Speak it, Neil. Diamond in the rough. He is.
Watch out for Lewis, Daniel Day.
It's a Gangs of New York joke, everybody.
I got it.
Thanks.
Come on, Neil. Turn on your heart light.
Today. Bring it down. Guess what, immigrants? The streets aren't really paved with gold. They're paved with tears.
Johnny Kim, thanks very much.
Thanks, buddy.
and cheese.
They're paved with poverty and disease.
Oh, that's great. That is that makes me think of America, honestly.
That's how we should start our podcast. Just be like, have a great anthem in the beginning, just yell, and at the end, like, okay, we're going.
It's over.
Thanks.
Peace. Download us today.
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 Fucking great song. I'm all pumped.
All right. We got two more to go.
We do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it by Neil Diamond, hopefully?
Mm-hmm.
No.
She got the way to move me, cherry. She
forever in blue jeans.
Cherry baby.
Sweet Caroline.
You fucking whore.
What?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
All right. This next one is by James Lee Reeves. Mm-hmm. It's called America Was Born with a Gun in Her Hand. Do we even need to play the song?
No.
Oh, we do.
I want to hear it.
We do.
I'm playing it right now. All right. Okay.
In 1979, four guys were, you know, like an
those men fought like warrior poets. They fought like Scotsmen.
Don't feel like a devil himself. His hot breath kicking up Arabian sands. Desert storm clouds over the Gulf. An eye for an eye, a gun for a gun. And no one has shown us how the job is done. Just too bad that they don't understand that America was born with the gun in her hand.
Gun in her hand.
The gun in her hand.
America was born with the gun in her hand.
Everybody.
The best we can. Make them understand.
Is this fucking Slim Pickens singing this song?
Born with a gun in her hand.
I tell you what, this is born by a Chinese.
Better days were done for raising
Cajun. A good old N-word work song.
We were laying down our guns. Along come a killer out to settle his score. He called our buff.
Dude, here's the thing. It's songs like this that just goes to show you that we will never, there will never be equality in this country. Because there are people that are talented enough to make a song that have to put lyrics like this to it. This is fucking stupid.
Didn't we see them perform at the Sussex County Fair like 2 years ago?
I think we did.
Make sure you get yourself some crawfish.
Like underwear and syrup.
No damn insane thing. Thing turn 100 megaton.
What?
Say Megatron?
Johnny, get your gun. Just too bad that they don't understand that America was born with the gun in her hand.
All right, we get it. It's over. I'm turning it off. It's fucking stupid. It's fucking stupid. Oh, god damn.
Yeah.
Why do you... Why? Why? Just fucking...
You want to hear a little bit of another one, I think, by the same guy under a different name for whatever reason?
Violent. Why did it have to be so violent?
What? That same guy did another fucking song?
I think it's the same guy, but under a different name for some reason. I don't know.
Is it Christopher?
No. This is Milo Tremley, Kick-Ass USA.
Oh, I thought it was Christopher Lee Reeves.
No, it's not Party in the USA. Although I thought about that one.
Oh, this is a live version.
This guy looks like a Chuck E. Cheese dude.
Jasper T. Jowls.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to our karaoke champion for 2008, Milo Tremley.
Kick-Ass USA. Kick-Ass all the way. Kick-Ass, hey, what do you say? Kick-Ass USA. Kick-Ass, boom, boom, boom. Kick-Ass all black and blue.
It's a good lyric. Kick-Ass, boom, boom, boom. Kick-Ass USA.
I bet he was up all night thinking of that one. All right, I got Kick-Ass. I got to add something else to it. What are you, bang, bang, bang. Nope, not working. Help me out. Nobody's gonna.
They do.
They really do help him out. Hey, this guy's pretty good. Hey, sweetheart, can I get some more tater skins over here, table 13? Thanks.
Get pretty schlitz. Come on.
Appreciate it. Sweetheart, I got a gift certificate given to me for my fifth anniversary.
Darling,
can I include the tip on that gift certificate?
I hate to eat and run, but we got ourselves two front row tickets to a Toby Keith concert. He just came back from that Iraq. He's gonna be giving us all kinds of free stuff.
Like a Coors Light hat.
Yep, got myself a NASCAR bumper.
No sleeves.
I'm almost of age where pretty soon the sleeves on my t-shirt are going to fall off, and then I'll be an adult.
I'm going to get a shitty tequila cowboy hat. I need to go.
You can... Great, man. Oh, woo.
They ate that up, that crowd.
That had to be Arkansas.
How many cans of Coors Light do you think were consumed in that bar that night?
At least twice as many as how many wives were beaten.
They all worked at the night shift at Walmart.
I said our greatest president was James Monroe.
Not Grover Cleveland.
And our greatest wartime general was General Ambrose A. Burnside.
Our last and probably, I'm going to say, the worst song about America of all time is a little ditty that was sent into our old radio show by a guy named Nicholas Migliozzi. And this is just the most incomprehensible, nonsensical thing you've ever heard in your entire life.
This is where the Black Eyed Peas got their inspiration from.
Absolutely.
Hooray for the USA! I'm having a wonderful day. Hey, I'm USA! I'm an American! Nothing can stand in my way. I'm USA. I'm an American. I've got something to say. We are a nation of 300 million strong, held together by unity, and we bow only to Lady Liberty. We take pride in our ethnic diversity. Honor is our symphony. Old glory lies high in our heart. No enemy or foe can ever pull us apart.
You know what's amazing about this? This YouTube video has 41 views currently.
Oh, this is on YouTube? I looked it up.
Anywhere there's a flood, we'll be first to give our blood. We don't ask for revenue. We don't need a thank you. We are a people without greed. We're the flowers of freedom's seed. With a passion to...
This guy recorded the song in the Caribbean.
Send me the link.
Like in the Caribbean, like actually in the Caribbean, like in the water, like underwater. You recorded this song.
Red, white, and blue, tried and true. There's nothing we can't do. We are Americans. We went to the moon. And Mars isn't very far.
We went to the moon.
I just sent the link.
Got it.
On the moon, we'll be riding again real soon. On Mars, we'll strum a guitar.
Dude, really?
Red, white, and blue. Tried and true. The world's our avenue.
This song makes me want to move to Canada.
Canada makes me want to move to Antarctica.
Where the American dream reigns
supreme.
Hold on, I love when the chorus comes and it's like that weird Casio keyboard coming up.
Hey, I'm USA. I'm an American.
Hey.
I can't stand in my way. I'm USA.
Hey.
I'm an American.
How are you?
I've got something to say.
You've said it. You've said enough, sir.
On 9/11, our courage was put to a test.
How did Balky get a song deal?
You know, I gotta give it up to the guy because not only is it does it entertain you, but it also makes you think. You know, think about what a shotgun barrel tastes like.
Inside a red hole in the ground.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely, but I better look around.
He had a little Who bit right there.
Oh, hold up.
Same song, people.
Coming up.
As the star-spangled banner strikes up the band, united we stand all across our great land.
Is this a real song? Is this?
Yes.
This is a real song, and it's not a joke.
No, this is a joke.
No, it's not.
No, it's a joke.
No, it is not.
This is pretty much a combination of Rainbow Bright cartoon music
and acid.
Yes.
If I could ever ask of anything of our listeners, and that would be to send death threats to the person that made this song. I'm usually not one to, you know, to advocate that kind of thing, but I am in this case.
United States of America.
This guy needs to leave the planet.
Dude, that is totally real. We interviewed the guy.
What did he say?
He is crazy?
Yeah. He has a Casio 8100.
He's the modern day Wesley Willis. But yeah, that I didn't know it was on YouTube. We pulled out the old CD file. But yeah, we're going to link that one up. And guess what? This guy's going to have more than 41 hits. But and I think that because I think somebody found the song and just posted it because they put like a picture of a guy and it says fabulous for the image.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Somebody got a hold of this and just posted it, I think.
I fucking hate America right now.
Oh boy.
I love it. I love it. With the freedom for a guy to make that type of a song.
Oh dude, Art, I have the freedom to punch you in the mouth next time I see you. Fucking hate that song. I hate that song.
Hooray for the USA.
Oh.
Had a cartoon theme song right now, Tom and Jerry.
Let's put reverb behind my voice.
I love the drum fill that he overlaid that didn't even like match the beats of the other part.
It was a sample version of the Casio on
that. That's what I call a drum set falling down a flight of stairs.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, folks. The worst song about America ever created. Ever.
You can't top that. I dare you. I dare you to top that.
Nobody can top that.
I dare you to top. It's not going to work.
There's no way.
You try to top that song as the worst America song ever. I guarantee you're going to get a record deal out of it. Fucking Frankie Sharp of Sharp Records is going to come and be like, I like it.
Hooray for the USA.
I'm done. I'm gonna go to bed. I don't wanna be awake right now.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hooray for the USA indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you all had a good 4th of July.
Yep. Celebrate the independence of your country by blowing a small piece of it up.
Absolutely.
Power.
Hopefully part of your hand as well. That's it. Until next week, I'm Jay from Mike and Art.
See you.
America.
Masters of None is brought to you by SimplySyndicated.com and sponsored by Ganoxen.com. Stuff for guys. And lubricated by Blue Point Beer. Follow the boys on Twitter and friend them on Facebook at Masters of None. I'm a slave, so